Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And if you remember, a number of weeks ago, I believe it was episode 3, I interviewed Stephen Cardenas. Well, he had recently gone on a mission trip, and so this week we have the benefit of hearing just how God had pretty much worked while he was on this short-term mission trip in Honduras. So we'll go ahead and listen to that now.
Is this thing on? Yeah, so I was told to just share about my mission trip real quick. I figured it would be better to show you instead of talk about it. You know, it's always better seeing instead of hearing. So I was in Honduras for a week. It was great. We got to see God moving there. It was definitely a humbling experience. At the end, when you see the people walking down to the baptismal pool, they walk to the top of that mountain every Sunday or whenever there's going to be a church day, because they don't have specific days set aside for churches, whenever they can meet. And a lot of these people don't have cars, so they walk wherever they go. They have to walk. And some of these people walk 6 to 7 hours just to get to church, to listen to the pastor speak for 15 minutes to an hour, depending on what's going on that day. So there's people that leave their homes at like 2 in the morning just to be able to make it on time for church service. So it was really humbling. It's a very poor country. Not a lot of people have cars. And the mountain that we are on in Intibucá, it's not very accessible by cars. You have to walk most of the way anyways. So they walked all morning to get there, and then they walked another hour and a half to get down to the baptismal pool. Then we had 6 or 7 people that accepted Christ into their life, and you saw a few of them getting baptized in the video. But it's very hard for those people too, because there's a lot of persecution as far as I don't know if you heard it on the video, but they get exiled or excommunicated from their communities. It's very Catholicism is the leading religion there, and it's just you're considered not right if you're a born again Christian. They don't want anything to do with you. A lot of families will disown you. It's hard to find work. It's hard to find jobs. And it's already hard enough for the people that live in the mountains, because they're actually an Indian group in Honduras, so they're not liked by the Hondurans down in the cities already. But God is working there, and with all the struggle and you know, the no money and very poor living conditions, they were always happy. These people are always smiling. They're always excited to see us. So it was fun. It was a fun trip. We did get kicked off of our project. We were trying to put a floor into a house for a guy who was a single father. And I guess us Americans don't know how to do it right. So they made us get off the job, and we helped them mix the concrete, and they just did the rest of the work. So it is what it is. But we got to have fun with a bunch of kids. I got to preach to the little kids. The video at the end, when you see them all singing, I had just spoken to them and shared the gospel with them, and it was amazing. It was fun. So if anybody has any more questions about the trip or they want to know anything about it, just pull me aside after church, and I'd be happy to share all my experiences with you. Thank you. I don't know if I'm going to be going back this coming year, but my friends, they lead a trip there every single summer, and I know this coming summer they're planning on building an actual church for them. The church is called La Vina, the Vine, and they meet at houses and just out in the jungle on top of the mountain, because they don't actually have a building to go meet in right now. So they're talking about actually raising the money to build a church for them. So that'll probably be the mission next summer. It just depends on what's in store for me next summer, what God's leading me to. I would love to go back if that's the case. If that's where I'm being led, then I will be returning to Honduras with them. So, thank you. I'm gonna go ahead and pray for the sermon real quick. So let's all pray. God, I pray that your words are spoken here through the church today, that you soften the hearts of everyone here, and they're receptive to what is being said, God. Continue to lead this church in your path, Lord. Continue to use us to be your servants and your disciples, God, that we may continue to go and make disciples and baptize and everything else we're commanded to do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.